present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Quasimodo, the hunchback bell ringer of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, had been elected King of Fools in Paris. He was carried through the streets in a triumphal procession. But at the end of the procession, he had a quarrel with Clopin Trafaut, King of the Vagabonds. Jehan de Moulin tried to interfere. The hunchback pushed him aside, caught hold of Clopin, and was just about to break his back when a deep, commanding voice ordered the hunchback to his knees. Quasimodo released Clopin and fell on his knees before a tall, dark, forbidding man, who was none other than Dom Frollo, the brother of Jehan de Moulin and the archdeacon of the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
What does this mean, Quasimodo? Who gave you permission to leave the cathedral?
Oh, my master, the people elected me as King of Fools, and I thought I might snatch a little pleasure.
I am displeased with you, Quasimodo. You are an ingrate. Did I not take you in and give you the shelter of the cathedral? Have I not given you work and taught you how to ring the bells?
My master, I have done nothing wrong. It was my pleasure that they should crown me King of Fools. There is little enough pleasure and merriment in my life.
You say you have done no wrong. I have been speaking with the poet Gringoire. Did you not hurl him from the platform?
Yes, but the man attempted to thwart me. He tried to stop them from crowning me as King of Fools.
You will be whipped, Quasimodo. I will teach you to obey the orders of your master. After all I have done for you, after all I have tried to teach you, you show the basest ingratitude. You had no right to leave the cathedral without my permission, and you had no right to attack the poet.
I ask your pardon, Dom Frollo.
As for you, my brother Jehan, what does this disgraceful revelry mean?
Because you are my brother, it does not give you the right to interfere with my pleasures. Quasimodo the Hunchback was doing no harm, and it pleased us to call him the King of Fools.
I advise you not to defy me, Jehan. As for you, Master Clopin, you are a rogue and a vagabond. If I see you about here again, I will order the king's officers to give you a whipping.
I did not mean any harm, Dom Frollo.
If I had my way, we would not have these days of revelry. They seek only to encourage vagabonds and the scum of Paris to find their pleasures beneath the walls of the great cathedral.
You give yourself high and mighty airs. Are not the people entitled to a little pleasure? Must we always live like rats in dark places?
You are insolent. Another word from you, and I will see that the king's soldier sees you and lash you until you scream for mercy. Now, go, fellow.
Laura Esmeralda is coming this way.
What does this mean? Who is Laura Esmeralda? Tell me, Jehan.
Laura Esmeralda is a gypsy girl. No one knows where she comes from, but everyone in Paris worships her wondrous beauty. She has a wonderful goat which performs many magical tricks. See, she comes now, my brother.
Esmeralda.
Stop, girl. Who are you? What is your name?
I am called Laura Esmeralda. But who are you to question me?
I am Dom Frollo, the archdeacon of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. What sorcery do you practice? What is this foolery with that white goat?
I have trained the goat to do certain simple tricks, Dom Frollo. It amuses the crowd and they give me money.
Let me see the goat do these magical tricks.
I will hold out my tambourine, and the goat will strike the tambourine with its hoof. Watch, Dom Frollo. Come, Zali. Tell me what month of the year is this? The first, second, or the third?
You see, my brother, the goat tapped once on the tambourine. This is the first month of the year.
Yes.
There is nothing very wonderful in that. Come, gypsy woman, what else can this goat do?
I will show you. Jolly, what day of the month is it? Strike on the tambourine.
The 6th day of January. Is it not marvelous that the goat can be trained to do that?
It is witchcraft. I set my face against such practices. You, who are called Esmeralda, must come to speak with me at the cathedral. Otherwise, I may have you burned as a witch.
I am no witch. I am just a simple gypsy girl. Let me live in peace and happiness.
All gypsies are scoundrels. But there is hope for you. You are young and may be saved to become an honest, upright, God-fearing citizen.
Reverend Father, you have not the right to condemn me as a person of wickedness. I earn my living honestly, and there are many worse than Esmeralda in Paris. I will not come to your cathedral, and I say now that you have no power.
I have power over you. As an officer of the church, I have seen you practice foul witchcraft. That goat is possessed of an evil spirit. Unless you come to me and learn to pray for forgiveness, I have ways and means of taming your proud spirit and sending you to be burned at the stake.
The people of Paris are my friends. I have grown up amongst these people, and they know that I am no witch. Oh, think not to frighten me with your...
You are insolent. Here are my orders. You will come to the cathedral tomorrow. You will ask for Dom Frollo. If you do not come, the king's officers will seek you out. Now, go your way in peace.
I will go. Come, Jolly.
Oh, the girl is quite harmless, my brother.
Jahan, I beg that you remember that you are my brother. It is not fitting that you should speak in defense of this wandering gypsy. It is my duty to question her and find if she practices witchcraft.
Claude, you are so puffed up with your own importance that at times you forget to reason clearly. I like that girl, and I say she means no harm.
Silence, fool. Come, Quasimodo, follow me. We shall return to the cathedral.
And so Quasimodo returned to the cathedral with his master Dom Frollo. Jahan and Clopang went to a tavern nearby, which was the headquarters of the Parisian underworld, and there much feasting and revelry took place. In the meantime, Pierre Grinoir, the poet, had recovered from his heavy fall and was wandering about in the streets of Paris. Darkness fell, and still Grinoir wandered on. Suddenly, he heard the clatter of horses' hooves, and he saw that a detachment of the king's soldiers had galloped into the street. Grinoir hid in a doorway and watched what took place.
Hold there, you men! I wish to speak to the gypsy girl who is approaching.
Come, lie, Esmeralda. I have been looking for you.
What do you want with me, Captain Phoebus?
I wish to tell you of my love. You know that I worship you. Come away with me. Leave Paris with me, and somewhere we will find happiness together.
Oh, go and leave me in peace. You are Captain Phoebus Chateaupère, one of the king's officers. I am a poor gypsy girl.
Cannot a king's officer love a poor gypsy girl?
Hear me, Captain Phoebus. There is no love in my heart for you. For days you have persecuted me and tried to force your attentions on me. I only ask to be left in peace. Someday I may find happiness, but not with you.
I know not who you are, but your beauty maddens me. For days I have watched you. I have always wanted to hold you in my arms. Are you a witch that you have cast some spell over me, making me love you against my will?
I do not want your love. I do not even wish you to speak with me.
You are no gypsy, I swear it. Hearken to me. I would do anything to win your heart and hand.
Ah, but would you marry me?
Marry a wandering gypsy girl? Are you mad?
You said a moment ago you did not believe I was a gypsy.
I hardly know what I am saying.
I do know this. You are a captain in the king's army, and I am but a wandering gypsy. We have nothing in common, and I beg that in future you will avoid me. You have your life to live, and I have mine.
I want you to share my life with me.
Oh, that is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. Love can surmount all obstacles.
Enough. Do not speak of love to me. Why, you are betrothed to one of the ladies of the court.
I wish to forget about my betrothal. I am mad with love for you, Esmeralda. I have watched you many times, and you are unbelievably beautiful. I offer you my hand and my heart.
Captain Phoebus Chateaupère, I want neither your hand nor your heart. All I desire is to be left in peace.
Esmeralda, you madden me. No one knows who you are or where you come from. For all I know, you may be a great lady in disguise. I ask you for the last time to come with me.
And for the last time, I refuse.
Very well, you refuse. Now, I do not ask you, I order you.
Let me go.
I have you, Esmeralda. Oh. I shall throw you across my horse and gallop away with you.
Let me go. Please, Captain Phoebus, let me go.
Let that girl go.
Oh. Who is this who dares to interfere?
I am Pierre Grinoir, the poet, and I have the patronage of Dom Frollo of Notre Dame.
I order you to let that girl go.
Out of my way. I care not who you are. Come, Esmeralda.
No, you shall not take me.
No, you shall not take her.
I will show you Master Point.
Let the girl go, I...
Oh, why, you have killed him.
So much for your weakling poet. Now I shall drag you on my horse.
No.
Then we shall gallop away and find happiness together.
Help! Help!
Let the girl go!
Away, Hunchback. This is no concern of yours.
Let her go, I say. Let her go!
The Hunchback advanced towards Captain Phoebus. Esmeralda struggled to free herself. Will Quasimodo be able to rescue the girl? What strange fate lies in store for the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Be sure to hear the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.